at the Cattle Industry Convention. I am visiting with Polly Ruland. And Polly, it's great to see you here. We're just kicking off the Cattle Industry Convention in Asheville. Give us a little bit of a preview of Beef Board activities at this meeting.
We have a very full agenda at this meeting. We have been working hard over the past year to do things that haven't been done at the Beef Board in a few years. One of those is to review the bylaws extensively, understand what needs to change. We had a special committee work on that for the last 6 months, and they've presented a recommendation to the board, and the board will vote on that recommendation, probably amend the recommendation is my expectation, but come up with a final product at Thursday's business meeting. Also at Thursday's business meeting, we will talk about the work of the special committee on our joint committees with the Federation of State Beef Council. Those committees have been reviewed and kind of reworked over the past 6 months by this special committee, and that recommendation will also be in front of the board. So two key governance areas, structural areas, that the board will be considering on Thursday.
Now, that is a business meeting of the Beef Board this Thursday, and then we also have a kind of a concluding meeting that takes place before we're done on Saturday, too.
That's correct. The Beef Board meets by itself and does a lot of key business on Thursday, and then meets in concert with NCBA on Saturday, and then we'll elect officers and executive committee members and operating committee members on Saturday in the joint meeting.
Mm-hmm. So we've got these two key, as you said, governance issues that we'll be dealing with here. How about just in general? I mean, how would you describe the current state of the checkoff, if you will?
You know, very good. I hear a lot of positive comments in the halls. That's anecdotal, but I can tell you in the producer communications area, we do a survey where we ask producers how they feel about the checkoff. Are we doing a good job? Would you like us to change anything? We do that twice a year. This recent survey showed that our approval rating among producers is the highest it's been in 18 years. That is so motivating to me. That's an optimistic sign that producers like what we're doing with the checkoff. They feel good about the checkoff, and they want us to keep on keeping on.
Anything else that's going to take place here, or that you're just part of the process you go through each year that you might want to comment on for cattle producers who to help them better understand how this thing we call the Beef Board works?
Sure. Every year at this convention, our joint advisory committees meet. We have an extensive structure of committees that review all the checkoff work, the proposed work, and the work in progress, and the producers make comment and make suggestions for changes to those programs, or else say, yeah, that's great, we love the way that's going. I think that's so important for producers to know that hundreds and hundreds of producers just like them are the folks that set direction for checkoff expenditures and checkoff funding. That happens at the winter meeting, so that's really exciting. We get that directional set. We get the prioritization that happens at winter meeting, and that happens every year.
So we can point out that even though Beef Board members are appointed, there still is every bit grassroots effort involvement that goes into the process through all the work that's done in the committees. I mean, even if you're not on the board, you still have a voice in the process if you want to get involved.
That's true. The committees do involve Federation of State Beef Council representatives as well as Cattlemen's Beef Board representatives. But I think the important thing to remember about the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the appointment process is that those nominations come in from all over the country, and they're nominated at the state level. So state people understand who the best leaders in their state are. They submit those to the Secretary of Agriculture, who looks at them very carefully and chooses the best to appoint to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. As a national leadership organization, I think we have a diversity of voices among producers. We have producers from all over the country, and we have some of the best talent in the country to make those decisions for checkoff funding.
Well, maybe just a last comment. I believe, and I haven't actually seen the date on it, but we may be facing, you know, having fewer cattle, maybe according to the latest report, which, of course, affects budgets. Just, you know, a comment on the challenge of trying to perform the work that at the level we've sort of grown used to on essentially a declining budget.
Yeah, it's very true. We have the lowest cow numbers we've had since the 50s right now. And I can tell you that the checkoff is paid per head, not on weight. And so despite the fact that we've increased carcass weights, we have, we're paid per head. So the number of dollars is shrinking significantly. We have roughly half, inflationary-wise, the dollar we had when the checkoff was passed. Not only that, but things like advertising cost about four times more than they did back then. So we work very hard to make each dollar work as hard as it can. Listen, we do evaluation programs on every program. We understand how they work. We understand if they're a good investment. And those and producers that are on the operating committee and those other advisory committees take that responsibility very seriously. So your point is a good one. We have fewer dollars. We have shrinking buying power. But we're working hard to make sure that we get as much good out of every dollar as we can.
Well, I believe that, and being so involved here over the years, it's amazing to me the commitment that I see from Beef Board members who really want to do just what you said, make sure that they get a good return on their investment. So thank you very much, Polly. We're really looking forward to this meeting and seeing all the Beef Board work in action once again here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Asheville. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.